Can you really create a workplace that works for everybody? 16th October 2025, by Elementary Content Team. For the first time, UK workplaces need to cater to five different generations at once. Our new report unpacks the needs and challenges of today's multi-generational workforce, asking, how do you create a workplace experience where everyone thrives? With more than 50 years separating today's newest and most experienced employees, UK workplaces now host the widest spread of generations ever. That means different expectations, priorities, and working styles, all clashing in one space. Is it possible to accommodate all these demands at once? We surveyed over 3,000 UK employees, ranging from early career 18 to 24-year-olds to highly experienced over 55s, to find out. We uncovered four key themes that shape the employee workplace experience, and the generations have more in common than you might expect. For our deep dive into the data and actionable advice, download your free copy of the multi-generational game, Creating a Workplace That Works for Everybody. And for a preview of our headline findings, read on. 1. Workspaces are multi-generational assets, with multi-generational complaints. Our results show that the physical workplace experience is universally important to employees of all ages, though younger workers are more focused on the cultural and social aspects of their workplaces compared to their older peers. Everyone feels the impact of how their employers design and manage their spaces. Those who report workplace dissatisfaction overwhelmingly named design and amenities as major sticking points. In fact, the top three issues were a poorly maintained workplace, 51%, uncomfortable or poorly designed physical workspaces, 46%, poor workplace amenities or lack of breakout spaces, 40%. The best workplaces are bright, welcoming, and designed for different styles of productivity, combining quiet zones for focus and collaborative areas for teamwork balances the need for connection with space for people who just want to get their heads down. A physical workplace experience is universally important to employees of all ages. 2. Don't get distracted by shiny tech. Get the basics right before embracing what's new. As technology becomes increasingly embedded in the workplace, not everyone is seeing the same benefits. The younger respondents are pushing for smart office tech, AI features, and new tools for collaboration. But older workers are much more focused on the usability of their platforms, calling for more network reliability, better training, and more user-friendly systems. Just 20% of 45 to 54-year-olds and 16% of over 55s said that workplace technology is very effective for driving workplace productivity. It's clear that organizations need to focus on the basics before they go all in on new features. Everyone benefits from more usability, whether that's through platform tweaks or more onboarding support. It drives better adoption and stronger ROI, and builds a foundation for implementing cutting-edge features. 3. Consider those who may need something different to work at their best. Neurodivergence is more commonly reported across the workforce than ever before, especially among younger employees, and neurodivergent employees are twice as likely to feel dissatisfied with the accessibility and inclusivity of their work environment. Many traditional workspaces just aren't set up to cater for different needs. They're often noisy, uncomfortable, and lack flexibility. Adding variety to the employee workplace experience, like quiet solo spaces alongside communal areas and adjustable furniture options, helps people find the environment where they can work at their best. Proactively offering these adaptive features creates a more inclusive environment for every employee, so everyone can thrive, whether they report neurodiverse needs or not. The best workplaces are bright, welcoming, and designed for different styles of productivity. 4. The benefits of hybrid working are undeniable, but balance is vital. For many organizations, hybrid work is now an everyday reality. But that's not driven by younger workers. Our data shows it's increasingly popular for mid-career employees. Our youngest demographic, 18 to 24-year-olds, are far more likely to work fully in person, 70%, but they're also the most likely to be dissatisfied with their flexible working arrangements. Hybrid is most common among 25 to 34-year-olds, 44%, and while very few work fully remotely, it's most common for over 55s, 9%. Flexibility is more than a perk in today's economy and working environment. It's a way of directly supporting employees with busy lives, important responsibilities, and potentially pricey commutes. Organizations should design hybrid work policies that provide flexible options for every employee where possible, balancing the experience-building value of in-person work with the satisfaction-boosting value of the hybrid work model benefits everyone. There's more to discover in the full report. These takeaways are just some of the highlights from our findings. We believe it's possible to create a workplace environment where everyone can thrive. And our report offers advice for organizations that want to do just that. Get the full story in The Multi-Generational Game: Creating a Workplace That Works for Everybody. Read the report.